Hello and welcome to the Last Chapter podcast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kate.
And somewhere in the distant, I don't know where I was going to go with that, in the future, but not the future, there's your Kate. There's Cork and Cindy. This week is a special week because, as you know, Kate and I have been pretty addicted to this Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively drama.
Oh yes, very addicted. They're so good.
It's funny in so many ways, but we thought that we would come on here and talk about the amended lawsuits on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys know,
I've been hearing the memes, so I'm waiting for you to tell me, and then I can say, "Oh, I did hear that."
Oh, I heard that. I think before we get into the minute lawsuits, we should really talk about Colleen Hoover and her role in all of this.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Joe, I have to be the one to say this. She's not retiring. I guess she has another couple movie deals, or she has another couple book deals that are going to be released soon.
How crazy is that, though? That's very frustrating.
Yeah.
I am over it.
<You're never
laughs> I'm retired. All of her books are always the same.
She is the female romance equivalent to James Patterson, I feel.
James Patterson. Oh, yeah. Well, don't judge me, okay, listeners? I've never read a James Patterson book. I mean, if you guys think I should.
You've never read James Patterson?
I've never, but I feel like maybe I should have.
Did you read Maximum Ride?
Didn't, no.
The Winged Children?
No, not me.
You didn't read any of the Alex Cross? Oh my god.
Okay, so Alex Cross, I've only watched, I think there's like a TV show about it, and I watched it.
There's a TV show.
See? I've kind of, can we say I've read it if I watched it?
Oh, that's fair. James Patterson has written, he's written a lot. I mean, I can't even tell you how many books he's released. He's got the entire Alex Cross series. He's got stuff for young adults. He's got stuff for children, he's got stuff for adults, he's got stuff all sorts of genres. But the sad part is that if you've read one of his stories, you've read them all. So,
which I mean, maybe I'll like get into reading his books. I'm very iffy about it. I don't know if he's anything like Colleen Hoover. I can't do it.
He is not like Colleen Hoover in the sense of that he is a very talented author.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Okay.
He just has a tendency to repeat himself. Colleen Hoover is that way. What?
What book should I start with?
Honestly, I know it's YA, and I know you have a struggle with YA, but I think you would enjoy the Maximum Ride series. It's almost like it's a bunch of mutant kids.
Okay.
They just got away from this like lab and stuff, and they're being raised by the eldest one. And also, it's been forever, and the only characters I can remember are Angel and Fang, and like Iggy or Izzy or something like that. But basically, it's a less cuss heavy, swear heavy version of Shameless with mutants.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, send me the name to that.
It's young adult.
Yeah, send me. That's fine. I'll do it for you. But send me the name to that. I would love to.
Yeah. Love
and now that you know, she ruined my whole morning. I'm in South Korea, if anybody's curious. So for Kate, it's evening. For me, it's early morning. No, it's not. Guys, I'm all behind. It's 2 o'clock. It's not even. Where have I been?
I'm
jumping to talking about Blake Lively's amended lawsuit a little bit, you know, it mentions new allegations against Baldoni. Her lawyer said that there's other women on set that raise concerns about his behavior. Which, by the way, where's the receipts, Blake Lively? I want to see who you're talking about.
Oh, wasn't Jenny Slater supposed to be one of them?
She was. Well, yeah, she was. And I don't think it was directly against him as much as it was
against another director or something.
Yeah. And I was like, well, where's the receipts and why isn't she complaining as well? She should get in on this. There was also
someone actually came and said that whole thing was about the fact that, I don't even remember. It was because she got called a good mom and she didn't like the way it was said. And so she felt harassed.
Oh my gosh. Take the compliment. Take at mom to mom, take the compliment. And you move on. Is it we say in the South? Like, just tell them, bless your soul, bless your heart,
bless your little and heart.
Listen, you're making millions of dollars. You're fine.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. That was the whole premise of that. But that's probably why they haven't mentioned or they haven't confirmed if that's about if. That's what's going on with Jenny Slater and why they won't release anything is because that's like the smoking gun, if you will, of that.
And that's crazy to me. Another thing that was alleged by Lively and others is that there was harassment and intimidation and retaliation and threatening going on. And especially she's standing beside that Justin Baldoni led this campaign against her, this smear campaign.
Which is wild because she was the one who started the smear campaign. Mm-hmm. Not even her, not even just her. Ryan did it with Deadpool and Wolverine.
Absolutely. I can agree with that as well. And I mean, if she's claiming defamation, I'm sorry. You did that to yourself during that press release.
Oh my god, yeah. With every time it was just like, oh, well, you know, or what was it, butterflies, this, or I really like the look of this, and that wasn't even the question, and every cast member's looking at her like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh, yeah, did you see the interview she had with, it was Jenny Slate, and it was with the guy who plays Atlas, what is his name? I feel like we should know names. I've been reading over all of these lawsuits and everyone's.
I didn't know him just because I've been watching 1923 and he's Spencer Dutton in 1923.
Side note, I cannot wait to start watching that one. It's on my to read. Or not, season sorry. Two, to watch.
Season two just started. Just can't start being released. After like 2 years.
Look at this ADHD side quest we are going on, guys. So sorry. But back to this amended lawsuit.
Brandon Slaughter.
Yes, there's an interview with the both of them. And she kind of just went off on this tangent of talking about the fashion on set, mentioning how she was the sexual coordinator. And so it just their face during that, like, you know, we've all been there, right? Where we have worked with our fellow peers and you have someone on your team that's a complete fucking idiot. All you can do is just sit and deal with it. You all know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know who these two other women are that she mentions in this amended lawsuit that talks about the harassment they received on set.
I wonder if it's this is speculation. This is not. I don't know for sure, but wonder if it's the girl who played young Lily Bloom.
So I had seen. Shout out to Perez Hilton and Candace Owens. I've been watching so many of their videos talking about.
I've been watching the Bumblebee guy too.
Yeah, and oh, I love him, and Crystal with the crystal ball has been talking about this. I've been watching all of them. And I mean, they all have mentioned, is it her as well? But here's
gotta
did
be.
an interview where she praised how amazing Justin has been to her. So where did that disconnect come from?
Man, I don't know. It's just I mostly I've been keeping up with some of it, but some of it I'm sitting here like they're repeating the same thing. They're just adding tiny details to it, and it's hard to keep up with the tiny details unless you've sat down and looked it all through from like all the lawsuits front to back because they added on other stuff, and it's just oh, it's a lot.
It's so much, it is. And it's one of those things of like, I have to ask, why is it that Justin's coming out and showing, hey, this is my proof, and yet she has not at all added any proof?
She really hasn't.
No, it's a lot of hearsay.
It is, and she's been keeps going on. I've been honestly a lot of what I've been watching is do you know who I'm talking about when I say the guy who's play who plays both Blake and Ryan
Yes. Oh
on
my gosh, yeah.
TikTok? His for those who don't know, I can find the name real quick. What is your name, my guy? It's like Alex something I want to say.
This is like a perfect move. Elevator music while we wait to pull that up.
Do.
I have to say this too. While you look that up, I want to add this in here. It's something I would like to talk about after you look that up, but I find it insane when we look at the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live and
Yes.
Ryan making that joke. It's like if your wife dealt with actual sexual harassment, why are we using it as a punchline?
Also, she didn't know he was going to make that joke. She is not that good of an actress.
She is not.
Did
Oh
you
my
see
gosh.
Kevin Costner's face?
I finally got to see the video and I looked at his face and I was like, he's all of us in the audience right now.
For real, Kevin Costner had me rolling the entirety of like the whole SNL thing. But no, he I saw somebody talk about on TikTok after the Saturday Night Live thing. They said Ryan's only out for himself at this point. Their marriage, they probably give him like what, a couple months to a year left, and then they're gonna be divorced because of all of this bullshit. And Ryan's gonna take her for everything. He's saving his own skin.
Oh, he's trying to. You know what's crazy is seeing all of these brands allegedly, I want to keep putting that in there, that are dropping him now.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. I'm surprised Disney hasn't with how quickly they dropped Johnny Depp.
Oh, they dropped him quick.
Yeah, and
Poor Johnny.
they still got Ryan on. I don't know if they're trying to like amend their mistakes until they hear otherwise, unlike they did with Johnny, but I mean, he kind of got away with putting literal like bullying of Justin Baldoni into a movie.
Absolutely, which by the way is so passive aggressive and petty to do to another person.
It is. It really is. Also, that TikToker is Evan Fonts.
Yes, okay, I've seen. Yes.
Yeah, Evan Fonts. I've been watching his videos, and then it's like the constant joke of the damn 2 a.m. voice message.
Oh, that voice message. You know what? That makes me feel so like I listened to it finally the other day in its entirety. And I like that was insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, why did he feel compelled to do that?
Send that message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
and I mean,
he has come out and said, like, hey, I'm not totally, like, in the right here. I'm sure that I probably didn't do everything as, like, PC as I needed it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he owned up to it.
Absolutely.
Any mistakes that get brought up that look like he did make them, he's already owned up to him saying, hey, I could have done this differently.
Absolutely. And I think that we also need to address, too, you know, a few things that I would like to talk about when it comes to this case is, one, let's call it for what it is. They wanted the rights to this book series. Why? I don't know. Y'all know how I feel about Colleen Hoover's writing. But this is just my speculation. They wanted the rights. And when he wasn't willing to give them what they wanted, this is how they went. And I don't think that they knew he was going to fight back like this.
Mm-mm. Was it Justin, while it is a Colleen Hoover adaptation, Justin had the right idea of trying to bring awareness to the situations that happened in that book that happen in everyday life, and to try mm-hmm. to push forth, like, assistance programs and things like that to help women get out of situations like that and to break the cycle so that it does end with us.
Absolutely. And I also want to, you know, bring up this as well. You know, one of her complaints is there was a scene where he wanted to film young Lily losing her virginity to Atlas. And he wanted to, you know, zoom in on her face in the moment of penetration and her act, you know, like she's enjoying it. You know, you guys know that face. You guys have also listened to our podcast enough to know that we know about that face. Yeah. But like, and he wanted that scene, and she felt deeply uncomfortable because that scene wasn't even in the book. And this is all allegedly, this happened. This is one of those things where, please, ma'am, show receipts for. If you say it's on camera, why aren't we talking about it? Why aren't you releasing it? And young Lily, why isn't she, the actress, speaking up about that as well?
But did she actually, or did he actually say that?
Because yeah. Did he film it? Did he actually say it? But it's one of those things as well. Like, again, this is making movies.
Yeah. And sometimes they have to embellish, but I mean.
But also, how can you say something, ma'am, is in a book if you've never read the book?
Yeah.
And I find that so baffling to me in some sense, because it's like, well, hold on now, partner. If you haven't read the book, how do we know that it's there?
Exactly.
I unfortunately read the book, but, you know, that's me.
You
but one of the...
me into it.
I did. We were like, you should read it.
And then don't I read
you... It was not good.
No. I texted you guys as I was reading it, because we were all still in Texas. So, mm-hmm. we all... I was texting you guys the same time zones, and it's like, if I was waking y'all up, I was mad at you guys, so I wasn't, like, you know, whatever. I'm like, fuck you! This stuff ain't even real! Like, how the fuck? It's too bad. I damn near threw, because it was Cindy's copy that I was reading. And I damn near threw the book across the room in the middle of the night. And it almost woke my husband up.
You were not here for it. You were like, what is this book?
No, for real. Because it's like, I know what situations like that look like from the child's perspective.
Yeah.
And that's too clean. That's too clinical.
It is too clean. I'll give you that. It was too...
It was the clinical action to consequence to gaslighting. There was no mess in between. He took Ryle as a narcissist.
Yeah.
would not have automatically. Narcissists, and as a rule, tend not to, like, side with whatever thing, because they're not going to get their, if there's no way for them to get their way, especially when it jumps into it starts with us, and he's very, like, he's not a deadbeat dad, but he's, like, more of the deadbeat dad than a narcissist, like, the personality of a deadbeat dad.
Absolutely. Well, and the fact too, like, this is where I find fault with the book. And guys, like, I know we were talking about the case, but we're going to kind of deviate for a second and talk about the book. One of the issues that I had with the book when we talk about abuse, and I hope and I pray that I want to see Justin's cut of the movie 100%. Oh, yeah. But one of the things that I cringed at the end, she didn't ever get any true justice for herself. She still allowed this man to be a part of her life because of their daughter. And so it's one of those things of there was no justice given to Lily, if you think about it. You know, this is a man who's hit her, who's thrown her down steps, who had made her feel so afraid, who truly hurt her. And there's no justice. And the fact that she's just like, it's okay, you know, I still want him to be around our daughter. Absolutely not. Why should that abuser be around his daughter? So what, she can grow up and he can repeat the abuse with his daughter?
Well, and see, and that's where it gets into the, back into the movie Scandal, not necessarily the lawsuit itself just yet, but what's like what it's evolved around with that, because the whole point of us talking about this and about the book and how we're sitting here like, well, this could have been this, in order to get your point across, this should have been messier.
Yes.
Because in situations like that, there is no way, and I'm not saying it isn't always the case because there's always outliers to this, but a majority of the time, it's a messy, 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 messy thing.
Absolutely. It's incredibly messy. And it's just, again, I want to go back to this of why weren't there more done? And I want to see Justin's tape, right? Because the last I heard is like, he really emphasized on the abuse, whereas she didn't want any part of that.
Blake, she wanted to make it a rom-com.
Yes, she wanted it so much to be a rom-com, which is crazy because it's not a rom-com.
And initially, when Colleen Hoover was talking to Justin Baldoni, because if you look at those documents, she told Justin Baldoni when she was talking to him, like, I don't want somebody to get a hold of this and change its perspective entirely, because I want the focus to be on the cycle ending with us.
Yes. That oh my gosh. For the people in the back.
That was Justin's take on it the whole time. And then Aileen kind of was, I think, had some reaching out with Blake.
Absolutely.
And then fucked it all over.
And it's just interesting to me, from what I was reading, allegedly, he gave up on even trying to, how can I use the wording for it? Like, he gave up on trying to make his version happen. Which and is, I think it's one of those things of, like, what the hell?
Honestly, what I think I would want to do is, so I am not one for movie remakes. If a movie was good when it was originally made, don't touch it. I would be down for a movie remake of this, as long as it followed the vision of either Justin Baldoni's vision or closer to the original storyline.
Yes, I agree. Oh my gosh, yes, I agree 100% on that.
There are very few movies I'd be like down for remakes for, because the first time around, the content was just like an ew thing. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender, which is a thing. Like, there is no there is no Last Airbender in Ba Sing Se over here.
Absolutely. I want to see it. And you know, by all intents and purposes for our listeners, let's think about it. He still has the rights to that movie right now.
He does. He could theoretically remake it in a couple of years.
He could. If he wanted to, he could go and remake that movie right now.
But I'm wondering, because so he still owns the rights to it. Are they attempting, I haven't read the documents and I haven't found if any, if like Candace or that Bumblebee guy have talked about it. I'm wondering if the rights to the movie are up for like reparations or something like that. You know what I mean?
I would love to try to find that personally. That's a really good question. You know, something else that I was just thinking about, I don't know if you remember the interview that happened, I want to say like 2 months ago, and she had mentioned Colleen Hoover, how she wanted the rights back. And I think it's because she wanted to give them to Blake.
But now Colleen's stepping back from all of that. Because she's been siding with Blake.
Well, allegedly, she's not anymore. She's team her book.
Yeah. Which theoretically should mean she's team Justin, because Justin wants to do the book.
Theoretically speaking.
Theoretically.
You know, I don't know how true it is. So, I mean,
these are all of that. Just allegedly. All just suspiciously.
And it's one of those things of, from what I was reading, is that Justin's willing to give up the rights to that movie. Now, I'm Petty Betty. At this point, it's mine. I paid the money. It's mine. I spent years trying to make it into a movie. It's mine.
I think that's valid. I honestly, I'm in the same boat. I would hold it like an ace in the hole. Wait maybe like 5 years, get some other projects in, and then really redevelop and recast.
Mm-hmm. And do a good recast. Like, at the end of the day, her old ass had no point in playing Lily. Lily was not in her 30s. Lily was in her early 20s throughout the book. Even at the very end of the book, right? And keep in mind, to anybody who's read it, I keep saying keep in mind. Sorry about that this time. But if anybody's read the book, even by the end of it, Lily was still not in her 30s.
No.
And the book takes place over a few years as well.
So Lily, I mean, at the beginning is 23.
Yes.
And Ryle is 30.
Yeah, because he was, I think, in his last year of residency.
He was in his last year of residency. So can we talk about the fact that they never once mentioned the brother?
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. Is that they didn't put that in the
movie at all, because that was the whole reason Ryle was a doctor.
It was, and why he had a lot of trauma surrounding that. I mean, don't get me wrong. Do I think that he would have been aggressive and had issues outside of the brother? Yes. However,
well, there's only so much you can attribute to a trauma response.
Absolutely. But I mean, Justin kind of owns the rights to that book, and I would love to. I don't know.
I would probably not replay Ryle if I were him.
So I don't know how true this is. I'm going to say allegedly. I don't know how true this website is, but it was updated February 6th, and this does state that who owns the copyright right is, of course, Colleen Hoover. But she did sell the rights to Justin Baldoni's production company, Wayfarer, which Wayfarer is in the lawsuit as well.
They are. They are.
But let's talk about that for a second. Justin Baldoni has a team backing him, someone backing him worth billions of dollars compared to what Ryan's couple hundred million. So, I mean, they could keep this tied up in court as long as they wanted to, this company backing Justin.
And then they keep adding on too with, they keep getting stuff added on as well with that one guy who's down Texas, the security guy.
Or like yes. The... Yes.
There's a lot of names. I'm not going to be able to remember them. But there was that lawsuit too.
Against her for defamation. Mm-hmm. I think at this point, maybe we need to take everybody that she's been slandering and they just need to come together and all do lawsuits against her.
Ooh, imagine Anna Kendrick coming up.
Absolutely. Oh, I love her.
But imagine America Ferrera. Because there's got to be some stuff. Like, obviously, I don't think it's been over 20 years since Sisterhood of the Traveling Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants happened.
Mm-hmm.
She's recently said a few things where it's like you could see she was uncomfortable about Blake. So, and then you watch like old interviews from Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, and especially because America Ferrera, well, she was not a she was 2000s hefty, which is, I hate to say it like that, but that's what it was. And there was no way Blake didn't go around. She was prom queen and she was all this, that, and the other. There was no way Blake didn't go around talking behind America behind her back.
Well, all allegedly, because America Ferrera and Amber Tamblyn and Alexis, they all issued in support of Blake Lively. I mean, they're all friends with her, of course.
This but, is allegedly. It's just looking at context clues.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, like, you look at interviews, you look at recent, like, their support behind Lively is, I haven't seen anything, like, video evidence-wise or audio evidence-wise. I've seen a short written statement.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's wondering how much is that, is she putting pressure on them for anything, like guilting them or whatever? Or is it they are actually standing behind her and they just don't want to get in the middle of it? Or.
Well, and you know, one of the things that I thought about as well when it comes to talking about Blake Lively friendships is we can't talk about this case without talking about Taylor Swift and her involvement or lack thereof. I mean, it's crazy to see how she distanced herself from Blake Lively
immediately after she heard about the Khaleesi and Dragon thing.
Oh, absolutely.
It was wild. It's like she if anything, Taylor would be more of a Khaleesi than she's got more power than Blake Lively does, no matter what Blake Lively thinks. And I find it hilarious too that she didn't call, if she's so into Game of Thrones, why didn't she call Ryan her call?
If oh.
She's a PC, like, call and Draco.
It's because she wants the attention.
Yeah, but her husband is infinitely more famous than her. Her husband has a higher, like, worth than she does.
I can agree with that one, too.
Also, she was the other woman when it came to Ryan cheating on Scarlett Johansson.
Oh my gosh, yes. She was the other woman. I remember this now. I find the whole thing so interesting to me. And, you know, when we talk about Taylor Swift in this as well, Taylor Swift has backed away completely. And, you know, I have to ask, and this is all allegedly, you're going to hear us say that a lot, and we've been saying that a lot. And hear me out. If it was true sexual harassment, I feel like Taylor Swift would have backed her. Because look at Kesha, right? When Kesha was going through her sexual harassment,
with Sony, Taylor Swift
Yeah, she funded that. She gave her the money to help her fight against it. She rallied behind her. Why aren't we doing that for Blake right now?
I think Taylor knows more than she's letting on, but until she's subpoenaed into anything, she ain't gonna say shit.
And I believe she will be. She is a
She's got
part
to
of this.
be.
She has to be.
She was part of the. She helped cast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the young Lily Bloom, absolutely. And make Moo music for the movie. And just, she was a part of it. And I truly believe that she's going to have to be subpoenaed. Like, she's going to have to show up. And I love every second of that because she should have to show up.
Yeah. Well, and there's no way that she knows more than what's going on, and either she's been told to stay quiet until then, but it's Taylor Swift. I mean, she talks.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm excited to see how this is going to play out in the court. And, allegedly they're going to be, there goes that word again, they're going to be going to court March 20, 2026, next year.
2026.
So we're going to get to see in 2026 in March how this plays out. I just hope that she starts putting out more evidence. And I would like to, before we end this, say too, in this amended lawsuit, she's asked for the last 2 years of his phone records, where he, bank records, everything. They want everything from him for the past 2 years.
Why?
They're looking for something.
Okay, you're talking. This confuses me so bad because her suit, her and Ryan's suit against Justin is for, hold up, I got notes. I can tell you exactly what the original suit was for. Hold up, I got this. See. So December 20th of 24, she accused Baldoni of sexual harassment and astroturfing, which is the deceptive practice of presenting an orchestrated marketing or public relations campaign in the guise of unsolicited comments from members of the public.
Which, sweetie, you've done it to yourself.
She did. She was blaming him for it.
She
And
shot
then,
her foot.
but then turned around and sent everything to the New York Times on him.
Absolutely. You kind of started this public perception, but that was the original suit, but she expanded more on this amendment to the original suit, and now she's added in, like I said, she says there's two other women. She wants 2 years of his records pulled and examined, which, sweetie, what are you looking to find at that point?
So what that so the initial defamation suit for about on Baldoni and his publicist in Wayfair Studios, as well as let's see, Stephanie Jones, Melissa Nathan, and Jennifer Abel. And those last two were publicists. But Melissa Nathan was also the one who worked with Johnny Depp. But it was for not only defamation, but also breach of contract. So what breach of contract? Because she then goes on almost a week later to say to sue further for unspecified damages. And it's like, well, what damage is for that? So what the breach of contract thing is the only thing I could think of to as to why they would need his bank records, like his bank statements for the last 2 years and anything else, like his finances, his
Yeah. I'm curious if a judge is going to vote and say, yeah, give it up. But also at the same time, I feel like we're reaching. Like when you do an amended lawsuit, I want to see you add in evidence. I want to see the receipts.
No, for real, because like it makes no sense. And at that point, it would be weird to ask for those things in particular when Baldoni has dropped just about everything he has involving what was going on with the film and countering everything that she was talking about in her suit on that website.
Absolutely. At this point, I don't see her backing down.
So if he has seen everything that he's or she's accusing him of in the lawsuit,
Yeah.
in the documentation, and he has responded with receipts as long as a fucking CVS receipt, like of counteracting everything that she's saying in those lawsuits. What's the need for the financial records? Like, what is there something she's going to wait to drop?
Oh yeah,
Or
or even his phone records at that point. Like, what is the purpose of doing this? And I want to say too, this is going to be allegedly. Allegedly, she also hired two more lawyers onto her team,
well, I
which
know that Amber Heard's old lawyer, Elaine, what's her face? Was trying to give Blake legal advice.
oh, don't do that. Don't take that.
Oh.
But I mean, this is just for me an example of, you can't trust everybody. I think Justin Baldoni got excited because he was working with this huge actress and her husband, and it bit him in the ass.
Did.
So now it's one of those things for me that's like, you got to take it on the chin, my dude, and you got to move on. So in saying that, I am so sorry, guys. This ended up being such a long episode, but it was so much fun to
Really was.
record. I love this drama. And of course, we're going to keep you guys up to date with the drama. We'll probably be a lot more organized next time. This was like a really last minute, let us get on and talk. And talk to you guys too. We love talking to you guys.
Kind of explode out what we've been sharing, like what we've been hearing about it since we posted or uploaded our last.
And unfortunately, Colleen is still going to be making, books and movies. So, you know me, you're going to hear me lots more episodes in the future talking about this. But we promise back to our regular Schmegler podcast without the drama. If you guys actually like things like this, let us know.
Yeah, we'll post random bonus episodes the further we get in, whether it's about lawsuits involving the book world, whether it's about controversies. I
Oh
can't
yeah.
think
I
of
would
any.
love to do a bonus episode talking about the toxicity of men in dark daddies, and dark romance books.
We might have to look into an episode for that because I think that would be an interesting topic.
Absolutely. And we hope to have authors on to interview and just have really, fun with these bonus episodes. So thanks for sticking with us this far.
Yes.
And we hope to talk to you later.
Yeah. You can find us on Instagram at The Last Chapter Podcast and on TikTok at The Last Chat Pod 2. And you can find us anywhere you get your podcast. And we'll see you next Friday.
We'll
Bye.
see you next week. Bye.